Welcome back to And So It Begins, our Dicefield RP game show where real people can win real prizes in distinctly unreal circumstances. Our players have commenced their adventure and, it hasn't gone well. Have a listen to this. You met Alfred Tangletackle, an aged and affable monk of the Holy Order of Karmra.
Well, what a pretty party we make, eh?
And more's a pity, George, because... goblins.
I'm going to sprint to the nearest goblin.
Destroy them with hideous laughter.
Now, suddenly, just collapses with a giggle.
19.
Yeah, that is a massive, massive hit.
Go to the village. Speak to Bertha. Avenge me.
We've just come into combat with some goblins.
I don't think
on the
you
way
have.
Here.
No goblins around here, never have been. You hear screaming, and the last thing you see is Mimsina being dragged out of the window. So let's review. Alfred Tangletackle died within about 2 minutes of meeting you. The tavern's been overrun by goblins. The beautiful Mimsina's been abducted, and you're all unconscious. Good start. Good
Brilliant.
Start. Let's get back into it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yep.
And so it continues.
Get up!
Are you awake to the shock of cold water being thrown over your faces? You find yourself lying down on the wooden floor of the pub. As you turn your head, you can see fragments of broken glass. You can see pools of blood, splintered wood all over the place. It is, yeah.
Come on, there's work to be done. Shit, the bed, what a mess they've made of my pub.
As you get up to your feet, you see the bloodless face of Charlie the musician staring unblinkingly at the ceiling. And there's a thick, tacky pool of blood around his head. What do you do?
Oh, my biggest fan has died.
Your album sales are going to drop by one.
Yeah. I didn't even give him a signed autograph.
And the other one who knew you has been kidnapped.
Oh.
Yeah, you are fresh out of fans. Yeah.
No fans.
The only person there is the landlady, Bertha. There's no one else there.
Well, let's not
tell
Bertha's
going to have to come clean now, isn't she?
Let's not tell her place used to look nice. What happened here?
Who's talking to Bertha?
Right, I'm going to speak to her.
I think she's going to like you.
Yeah. I'm going to speak to her.
She likes you, I think.
Yeah. Bertha, look, we know you know something about the goblins. We've just been attacked by 8 of them. What's going on, man? Woman.
Can you roll a 20-sided dice,
Love.
Please?
19.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, I guess there's no point telling fibs anymore. No, we've had a goblin problem for a long time. I didn't want to tell anyone because the only thing people come to Nifkin for is the beer. And I didn't want to drive trade down any more than it was already. It's so hard to make a living, so we just tried to pretend it didn't happen, but it has happened. Oh, it's happened a number of times. And now Charlie's dead. Mimsina's gone, oh, my beautiful Mimsy. And they took her brother Gary too, but in fairness, he is a bit of a dick, so I'm less fussed about that, but Mimsina, you know, Gary, bonus, Mimsina, dreadful, dreadful loss. I don't know what to do now, to be honest. When will we be ever safe? You're a strong man, though. What did you say your name was?
My name's George.
And at this, she kind of lowers her head a little and sort of looks up through her eyelashes and sort of goes,
maybe you could help us.
Don't do it, George.
Do you say that out loud or do you just think that?
I just think it.
You just think.
I'll tell you what, Bertha, if you can tell us everything we know, we'll do everything we can to get Mimsina back.
All right, roll a 20-sided dice.
18.
You are good at those.
Well, I don't know much, but they always comes out of the arboreal road from the forest. They come in packs. They take whatever they can. We were lucky this time. They didn't go for the gold. They just went for my Mimsy. And they're a mess. They're horrible. They've got skim. They've got those curvy swords. And sometimes bows and arrows. They're just, I don't know what to do. We're all out of warriors and heroes. Until you came along.
So whereabouts is the arboreal road?
Oh, it's out there. Out the is road there, that goes into the... I mean, it's well named.
Is
we
there
keep
a
things
post?
Simple.
Is there a
well, post? I'll be your bleeding signpost. It's over there. Arboreal road into the forest. You're going to take your two weedy friends.
Hang on a second.
None taken.
What
again,
have you
Bertha?
Got? A bleeding banjo? And who are you? You're no bigger than Kylie.
It's a loot I'll have you now.
Right, well, if you are going to go, I'll have to try and help you out as best I can.
And with this, she walks to the back of the bar and she pulls back a curtain. And there's like a fucking arsenal of weapons behind the curtain.
She goes, here you go, I'll sell you some weapons. Oh, don't look so surprised. Can't live on beer alone. Got to do a little bit of arms dealing on the sly. Government's put so much tax on drinks, they're really just a loss leader for the markup we make up on Sunday dinners. More of a gastro tavern, really. You'd like it, George. You're a big, strong boy. You need a bit of meat on your bones.
Bertha, could we borrow some weapons?
Borrow?
Borrow.
So we're borrow? Gonna, I'm a working woman.
We're going to go and find Mimsina. So, you know, on a kind of a sale or return basis, maybe.
Roll also, her dickhead son, Gary.
No, we're not worried about Gary. Do you want Gary back?
Well, I'm not saying don't bring him back, but if you forget... It's all right. We can still be friends.
Nice.
Roll a 20-sided dice for persuasion, for which you have no bonus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not
two.
No, I'm not bleeding lending you the weapons.
Well, sod you then, Bertha.
Bloody
we can whistle. We're going to the next town where there's a much nicer pub than this.
There is no next town. There is a next town. But it's all lager over there. You won't like it. It's tasteless muck. No, you can't borrow the bleeding weapons. Do you want me to talk you through them? Let's have a look. We've got, George, you're like this. It's a battle axe. It's suitable for those what are strong. You can do a lot of damage with a battle axe. That's £10 to you. And you, Hendrix, we've got a rapier. A lovely light sword for the dexterous among you. You can do a lot of damage
with
that.
What are you calling that? A rapier?
A rapier. Thin Lizzy wrote a song about it. If you were a musician, I thought you were, you'd know it. And my tight-fisted elvish friend, there's a crossbow here. Your lot are good with that, aren't they? It's normally £10. For you, it's 12. What else have I got, you ask me? Well, I've got throwing daggers, £2 each. And I've even got a shield that'll bump your armour class up. That's a fiver. Mind you, can't use two-handed weapons when you've got a shield. Now, have a little think. What do you want to buy?
Can George have a quick look at the dagger and then hold it up to her neck and while we nick the rest of the stuff?
Oh,
interesting. Dark.
What, yeah, why would we want to return her daughter to her murdered mother?
No, it's a bluff. We're
it's
not going to kill her.
It's just a threat.
We're just going to stand her in the corner while we take the rest
of
the weapons.
What about bartering? We've got a couple of golden tongues.
I don't think she's listening to me.
Yeah, no, she hates
me. I feel
some
hostility towards me. She ain't...
Right, well, I'll tell you what.
Go on.
L'Oreal.
Yeah.
Hendrix, what weapons would you like?
Well, I want a crossbow.
You want a crossbow?
God, yeah.
So £12 for the crossbow.
You know what? I'm being mean. George, for you it's a tenner. Don't care what you do with it afterwards. But get on with it, will you?
Tenner for the crossbow. Hendrix, right. What's your ideal weapon?
Well, I like a rapier. It's tenner.
A rapier for tenner.
It's not to like.
And I'd like a battle axe for a tenner. I'll tell you what. For cash...
Fiver.
Yeah. Bertha, let's say 15.
What? For £30 worth of weapons?
Absolutely.
That's right. Fair.
Roll go a on. 20-sided dice.
Six.
What's your persuasion?
Yeah, we're going to have to beat it out.
No, but because it's you, 25.
Let's settle on 20, shall we, Bertha?
Roll a 20-sided dice.
11.
Oh, all right then. 20 it is. Hand it over.
There we go.
Excellent skills.
Cough up, Hendrix.
Okay, then just to review, George now has a massive battle axe, which will do a lot of damage. You've got a very elegant rapier there, Hendrix, which will also do an awful lot of damage, but in some style. And you, L'Oreal, have a crossbow. That'll do a lot of damage as well. You've all basically upgraded your weapons, but you can only really use it outside. You'll have a massive disadvantage using it indoors. So do be careful. As you kind of got your weapons in your hand, you're kind of looking at yourself. If there was any mirror there, you'd be using that, but everything's been smashed. She says,
One more thing. We did actually have two adventurers who did all of this much like you. We haven't seen them recently. Good luck. If you do succeed, I'll be very grateful.
And she looks at George with big eyes.
I think it's a cash bonus.
I think it's free beer for all of us.
You can definitely have a beer and I'll give you whatever I've got in the till. Now please go and find my lovely Mimsy.
Off we go, troops.
Right.
Right, let's go to the, what road is it called again?
Let's go to the Arboreal Road.
Arboreal Road.
Head towards the forest.
All right, what order are you walking in as you go?
Same.
I think the same again,
same,
yeah.
Same stuff. L'Oreal up front, Hendrix in the middle, and George bringing up the rear.
Absolutely, yeah.
You leave the tavern, you take the Arboreal Road out of the village. You notice an old woman staring at you from a window of a cottage, but when you make eye contact, she lowers her head and shuts the curtain. The sun is up, you've been out basically all night long. Technically constitutes a rest, but you didn't lose any hit points anyway. It does mean, Hendrix, that you've got your spell slots back.
Nice.
What are you going with?
I'm going to stick with the same dungeon master. I'm going to go for Hideous Laughter and Charm Person.
All right. So you walk out of the village along a heavily worn path through the trees of the Cricklewood. How are you walking? Yeah, are you in a bit of a hurry? Are you looking around? Talk me through this. You're up front, aren't you, L'Oreal?
Yeah, I'm sort of proceeding with caution. Okay. I'm making ground, but hello. I'm running, looking around, making sure we're okay. Yeah, eyes down, eyes up, all over, making sure that there's no traps, hopefully.
You want to check for traps?
That's a good idea.
All right, roll a d20.
Kind of feeling I shouldn't have said the word traps.
Ooh.
20.
Natural 20. You cannot see any traps.
Hey, but speaking of traps, get a look at these.
Wow.
Amazing.
Very impressed by George's arms.
What a guy. Should we be looking out for kind of like other sort of like hidden paths or sort of like tracks in the ground or breaks in the forest
idea.
Or, you know, things that people might pass?
As opposed to showing each other your muscles.
Yeah, ideally, yeah. I mean, amazing as they are, don't get me wrong, George, as some kind of guns. But
we're going through a track. There's a couple of nimble people that stood in front of me. Perhaps one of you could kind of go off the track into the kind of foliage, up a tree maybe, get a better vista of what's going on.
You're very dexterous, L'Oreal. Why don't you go up a tree, see what's ahead of us?
Get an aerial view, have a look around. Yeah. Look for the
You're
going to
climb
less
a tree.
Trodden.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to call that, I don't know if it's athletics or acrobatics. Let's say acrobatics. Yeah, you're quite light. Can you roll a d20?
13.
Just for a second, I saw a 1 there.
Yeah, so
that
did I.
Would have been interesting.
Yeah, I was gonna try and lie, actually.
That's absolutely fine. You you scuttle up the tree, right, straight up to the top, just about the point where even your weight is starting to make it swing like that, and you can see the tops of lots of other trees. Amazing. You sort of scuttle back down a little bit, and you can see the pathway sort of stretches off, but you can't really see anything. I mean, in the distance above the trees, you can see sort of distant smoke, which is the other town of Bland that Bertha was telling you about. Looks like it's about 4 miles off, 5 miles off. You're pretty good with distances. But you don't see anything untoward.
Okay,
get back down, join the party.
Yeah,
back we'll carry on.
Front of the path. Keep on walking. Well, let's look around, see if there's anything else, any other paths. Are there tracks we can follow? Are there footprints anywhere that we can look for? Right. Something that tells us where they've gone.
Roll 2 d20s. Borrow one of Hendrix's. Because you are a ranger and you're very familiar with forests, you get an advantage. So, all right. Pick the highest number that you roll.
18.
18.
I've seen all the footprints.
Yes.
Got a lot, man.
To which I will also add your nature bonus as well. Which is 3. Anyway, it's a really big score.
Walking in the nude.
You can see goblin tracks on the ground. It must have rained recently because the earth is still very, very giving. So you can tell that they're goblin tracks. You can tell that there's multiple tracks. You can actually tell that 4 sets of the prints, a certain distance apart from each other, are deeper into the ground than the others, as if they're carrying heavy things. So it looks like two pairs of goblins are carrying heavy things. You can very clearly see the tracks as they go through the forest.
Well, goblin tracks. I thought Alfred died early on.
he's not even cold. You didn't even bury him as well. Jeez. All right. What are you doing? You probably...
I just have now. Rinsed him.
You're probably about half a mile down the Arboreal Road. L'Oreal,
mm-hmm.
Could you roll a d20?
Oh, man. 8.
You can hear a rustle in the bushes just off to your right.
Howard or Brand.
Let's go and investigate the rustle in the bushes.
Okay, how are you?
Says he. Are you with a sense of dread?
Are you investigating by going into the bushes? Or are you investigating by sort of stopping and listening really carefully?
Yeah, I think we'll stop and listen first of all.
All right, roll a d20.
Oh.
Two.
That's not good. You can hear the rustling, and it's getting closer. It's definitely, whatever it is, it's rustling and it's coming towards you.
Okay, can we all, if he's walking towards us, can we all sort of like hide? Can we take positions either side of the track?
Could we dodge? No, I don't want to dodge.
Okay.
Just yet. Dodge is for when we are attacked. Mm-hmm.
If it's coming towards us, can we sort of like get ourselves into positions of... Yeah.
Let's go for a V formation. Yeah. Do you two want to get behind me?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me know if you need light.
It's the middle of the day.
Middle morning.
Is that all
you're bringing to the party?
I can help with at this stage.
How about a little battle music? Can you like...
Oh, do you want me to play some inspirational music?
You've got bagpipes.
Either that or you could make
us laugh.
I have
a tiger.
You do have bardic inspiration, which means that you can play a kind of rousing song, and it will give a sort of inspiration bonus to George and L'Oreal, which means at any point for the next 10 minutes, they can roll a six-sided dice and add it to any score they want.
I'm going
to
give you inspiration, guys. Done. I'm going to channel.
Is this going to give away our hiding position,
we're doing this on hearing a rustle.
While you're singing.
It's a deer.
Shh.
Shredding the axe.
No one says anything.
As Bambi pops his head out of the forest.
So just to be clear, your idea of hiding is to break out the guitar and start singing.
So we're hiding.
Yeah. I think it's going to be something hardcore. I reckon we just
take a formation. We get in
just
formation.
Be quiet.
We've got George.
All right, George.
A quiet.
Okay, formation. Let's get in formation behind George.
Totally. The loot is back in the bag.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
Good.
What have you got in your hands? Presumably, George, you have a battle axe.
I've got my battle axe.
Okay.
I've got my rapier.
Got your rapier. And what have you got?
I'll go with a crossbow for the time being.
I mean, okay.
Because I can always change it, can I not?
That would be one of your actions to change.
Okay, all right. And I'll have the short sword then. You know, right. Close
okay,
spaces.
Okay, the rustling is getting closer and closer. And out of the bushes...
Bambi.
The rustling's getting closer and closer whilst L'Oreal's swapping weapons.
Praying. Oh, I dropped it! Hang on.
Come two startled badgers who look at you as if to go,
right.
What are you doing?
My animal magic.
L'Oreal.
Are they actually saying what are you doing, or are they just looking
at
confused?
No, they're not magic badgers.
Well, you can hear them.
Normal badgers. Because
you can speak animal.
Well, you can't speak animal, but if you wanted to make some kind of gentle cooing or clicking noise that might calm them down, you probably could. But they, at the moment, they're just more surprised than anything else. George, could you roll a 20-sided dice?
4.
What's your nature? Plus?
0.
+0. They're a little, like, they're not aggressive, but they're a little kind of, you know, you can see heckles going up.
Well, you could just punch them in the
face. Can we just touch them all? Yeah. Can we just pair badges, man?
It's just badges.
If Brian May hears this, he will go mental.
Let's not start a fight with badges.
Yeah, let's walk on.
We've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
We've got bigger fish to fry.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's
okay. The badges kind of edge themselves away and vanish into the bushes. So you carry on in that order. I presume you're still checking stuff?
Yep. Looking around. Right.
Could you roll 2d20?
Oh.
What's the highest
11.
Number? 11. 11, that's enough. You can see that as the land sort of steadily slopes upwards, the pathway's getting more and more ragged as if there's been a lot of activity. And you actually see that the path starts to turn into the trees. It's not really part of the road anymore, but the grass is trodden down. There's patches of mud. There's clearly been people going back and forth there.
That's the way to go, right?
Or at least something going back and
forth.
Well,
I think... We have to follow that path.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, same order?
It's a lot tighter now. I think I should go first now.
Okay.
All right.
I was going to go stealth over rolling the boulder through the forest. Oh,
the boulder's right. Coming, whatever happens, whatever order it's in.
Okay, led by George, you come through the trees, down the path, and it opens up into a bit of a clearing and a kind of sort of rocky, hillish type thing that leads up and up and up. But into that rocky, hillish type thing is essentially the entrance to a cave. The entrance is surprisingly high. It's nearly 10 foot at its apex. It's really quite big. It's wide enough for three people, roughly about your size, to walk abreast of each other. That isn't really the problem, though. The problem is that someone has dug a really, really deep, wide, kind of dry moat out in front of it in a sort of horseshoe shape. And there is, I'm going to call it a drawbridge, but it's so crude. It's essentially like some very long planks of wood nailed together with a sort of rope and pulley system. But the pulley system is very much on the other side of the trench.
Can George throw me over the moat? To get to the other side.
First of all, how big is the moat?
That's true.
You could probably maybe jump it because you're very, very athletic. It wouldn't be easy, but I'd say you've probably got a 25% chance of being able to jump it.
Is it a dry moat? Can you just walk through it?
It's very deep.
Okay.
It's about 3 meters deep.
And what is the other entrance?
There is no other entrance. This is the only entrance. Big hole in cave surrounded by a sort of horseshoe wide and deep trench.
We can't go around it and climb up the side and...
No, it goes sort of straight into the side of the rocky outcrop, so there's no kind of getting round it.
Are there any trees nearby?
You're in a forest, so yeah, there's a few.
So I've got a battle axe.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Chop down a tree.
Clever.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
That's great.
You want to chop down a tree?
I think I do, yeah.
Okay.
That's a really good idea. Can I help chop down the tree?
You can. Sort of, I mean, you're a ranger. You have expertise in forests. So you could identify...
I'll take a supervisory position, maybe.
Yeah, you could sort of identify the best tree to chop, the right sort of length, the easier one to do. So,
Scoutmaster.
I also want to help. Is it dark yet? Can I offer you some light?
it's still very much mid-morning.
We could definitely do with this. Can we have chopping music? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
You want me to play my lute?
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
I'll finally get to play Eye of the Tiger.
He has got an advantage on this. He's probably going to be all right. Could you roll 2d20, please, and tell me the highest number plus zero, because you don't have a nature bonus. But you are a great big lummox.
11.
11. 11 is just enough for you to chop down a tree. Between all of you, you managed to get it across the trench. The only problem is that you can get across it, but you wouldn't want your kids doing it. It looks, it's a little bit rounded and sort of treacherous, but it does go over. So.
Well, can I balance across it? Because I'm sort of like, I'm fairly dexterous. I can I'm quite small, and I can just sort of run across the top of it into the other side and then lower the drawbridge with the pulley system.
Give me a d20 acrobatics check. So whatever it is, add 3, because you're quite good at this sort of thing.
No, so it'd be 12.
Excellent. Yes, you dance across it with barely even a slip.
Smart.
And you reach the rope and pulley system.
Amazing.
It was the music.
Am I now not strong enough to pull the pulley?
No, you can do that. In fact, you
can't reach it.
You don't even need a check. You give it a little turn, and down comes what passes for a drawbridge.
Wow, so you're over the side. Amazing.
Hendrix pretends that it was all about her playing the music.
Yeah.
The drawbridge comes down, you cross it fine because it's not that difficult, and that, I really think, is a very good place to draw a halt to proceedings. We'll continue in the next episode. If you've enjoyed this episode of And So It Begins, subscribe now, leave a review and tell your friends. If you want to get involved with role-playing games, and remember, this is really only a stripped-down version, the real thing is even more amazing. Get yourself the Dungeons & Dragons starter set. Check out the website, Dungeons & Dragons Beyond. Watch Critical Role on YouTube. Welcome to an incredible world. We'll see you next time.